Join me at your choir with Ubuntu Voices Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained. None of us are free.
None of us are free for sure. And this is Solomon Burke. It's our opening track. And as you understand that he's saying none of us are free, it's one of us is chained. I talk so much about it every time I play this song. It makes me think how relevant that song is. And I think it should be something to people to think about. And good evening, and I hope you all having a great night and ready to go to bed. I'm going to play to you a song today. And this song, as you know, is the beautiful woman, Nina Simone, Everything Must Change. And I hope you're enjoying that song.
Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change. No one and nothing remains the
birds to fly.
That is amazing, and Nina Simone, everything must change. And indeed, it changed, some change, but humiliation is still humiliation for the other people, you know, where she came from. And it is still the same, and it doesn't matter what you do, you still get humiliated. And even, you know, and the good people are around, and and that is make you, when you feel like you despair, I do remember about the good people in our world. And we forget to acknowledge the good people in our world. But those good people, they don't obvious. They don't really, like what happened last weekend was incredible. It's another a milestone for Australian community and people. And I'm really very glad to what they did. And it makes you forget the pain that others, people cause you. Talking about humiliation, I just wanted to something incredible happened last night. And on the news, I was watching news, and I don't really normally like commercial TV. And there was incredible things happened in the public, in Australian, in national TV, that some of them insulted Snoop Dogg. As you heard about it, you might, those who were fan of football, know that Snoop Dogg is going to perform in Australia in grand final. And there was someone on the news last night, I will not mention his name, and they showed the dog. They showed the dog barking at something because he wasn't very happy, because they were not happy because they should get someone in Australia. And I do agree. They don't need to go to America, and it's not his fault. And he doesn't like him that he said that, which is really good to hear, because we don't need someone like I mentioned before. But what she said, they said next, it was incredible. And so they showed the dog. He said, one of them said, "I'm not going to go. I will go to the football, but I'm not going to go, and I will just and then they show the dog, dog barking, and he said, "Did you see that? Is a dog? Did you see that dog?" And he said, "He is a dog." Can you believe it? I couldn't believe my ears. They influence people, the people we. You know, I couldn't believe he's allowed to say that. It's a nation, you know. Australia watch commercial TV as well. And just to say that, insulted the guy, what did he do to him, you know, to make him insulted him on a TV? It was just incredible. But you couldn't think about anything else. It's just about, you know, the black people are the one that if you don't feel good, for some people, not all people, like that person, you just slap them. You just put your, you know, that's how we work. It works. And when we get up and say, "Oh my God, I am so hurt," then someone, people don't believe it. People just say, "What?" And this one was just a very stunning thing. And nobody say anything, told him that you shouldn't say that on a TV. They just went along with it and laughed. Can you believe it? I'm not a fan of the guy. I don't even know him. But the fact that someone call him a dog, it's just not okay. It's just not okay. And they get away with those things all the time. The people who are in public figure, the public figure, are the ones saying that, you know, what else can you blame the children? Like, you know, a long time ago when Eshal, you know, insulted Adam Good and said, "Aif," and Majagdao, he been called a gorilla. And if children say that, do you blame children? Of course you don't blame children. Children just like a white paper, and they just copy whatever, you know, printed. And that was, yeah, I was just about to talk about that because it was just so incredible, insulting someone like that. Just put them in on a floor and walk on them. It's just not okay. And I just want to let, you know, good Australian people know that this is what happened. It happened every time. You know, someone in public, you get put down, you get absolutely, you get name, anything. And you're just carrying that hurt, and nobody knows. They think that is true. But what did the guy did? What did Adam Good did to deserve that? Anyway, I am going to play to you. I'll play that song, Nina Simone, and say, this is everything must change. And change does come. And we people, majority of people, are good people, and they are have to speak up about these things. Like they did last weekend was moving. I witnessed so many good things in Australia since my arrival, you know, that when they, you know, when Kevin Rudd, during that time when I came, talk about, you know, apology. And there were also before that the refugees issues, all Australian were out. I was so proud on that day. And I was so proud last weekend for Australian people. And I'm going to play music. And so just relax. And I'm going to play to you the African music.
Thank you. se kunga ai se kunga tashiru ai se kunga ai se kunga ya fashiru. I say kunga better dying.
Back in the year 2011, I came back home, 'cause the war was done and the bad guys gone. Everything by then was perfect, every smile was worth it, all the pain was thrown away and there was joy everywhere. And then 2012, things improved, new roads and new schools, and everything just seemed cool. I even got my passport, and oh my God, 2013, all my dreams were torn, all my love was lost, and everything was gone. Oh, broken, I'm broken, oh, I'm broken down, feeling all alone in this cold world. Broken,
I'm not giving up, no, no, not giving up, oh,
I'm broken. I'm broken, oh, I'm broken down, feeling all alone in this cold world.
I'm not giving up,
no,
I'm not giving up, oh.
Now 2014 was just a year of mourning, everybody was crying, all the people were running, and everything was back to zero. All the struggle of all our heroes, all the joy was thrown away, and there was hate everywhere. In 2015, peace was signed, a new chapter was open, all hope was built again, I even saw smiles again. But oh my God, 2016, all my city burned, lots of lives were lost, and hope was lost again. Whoa, whoa.
Broken,
I'm broken, oh, I'm broken down, feeling all alone in this cold world. Broken,
I'm not giving up, no, no, not giving up, oh.
I'm broken, I'm broken, oh, I'm broken down, feeling all alone in this cold world.
I'm not giving up,
no,
not giving up, oh.
In 2017, I just thought of doing my music, 'cause no better way to deliver my message. So I am here to make music my key of success. I got no space, I am always, always stainless. 2018, the paper said I'll rock it, rock it. Now I am here doing my thing, bang, 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 bang. Yeah, 2019, hope for me and my nation.
I'm not giving up, no, no, I'm not giving up, oh.
I believe that we will change, whoa, I believe, whoa, 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 better bang, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a song called Four Women, so we need four women. Vula, Charlene, and Miss Lisa Fisher. Here we go.
skin is yellow and my hair is long. Between two worlds I do belong. My father was rich and wise. What do they call me? My name is Sephronia. My name is Sephronia.
That was Eliza Fisher and Four Women. And you could hear that. It's a Nina Simone song. My back is strong to take the pain. And and the one you heard before is two Sudanese singers. One plays music like Ali Fakature. He is from the Sudan. And he's from Darfur, which is very close to the south of Sudan. Some of them actually they are from South Sudan, and he dedicated his music to the unity in Sudan. He talking about, you know, how good time we were together, and now we're separated, and now you see what happened. And he dedicated his life, his music to the Sudan, and Africa as a continent. And he lived in Sweden, and so you could hear him singing. He got beautiful Sahara sound, which is really part of Sudan. It's a desert, you know, from Khartoum toward Egypt. It's a desert. It's a sand and all that. And to Saudi Arabia, it's just a desert area When you go further to the south of Sudan, that is where when you find the trees. Otherwise, it's no trees at all from Upper Nile, which is the region that most South Sudanese were. From Upper Nile, which is Malakal, it's very dry toward Khartoum. There is no trees. And then you heard from a young Sudanese called Die. He said, "I'm broken because because the conflict returned to Sudan as well. It does affect South Sudan as well. And never there is no conflict, never rested in both countries." And he's singing about how he had a hope, and now he was singing in English, and you could hear him. And now I'm going to move on to the song and actually, you know, people don't know about this, and but you know, people there is a conflict in those countries which is related to the whole world. People think that, you know, such a continent like African continent, they're just a savage. People don't know how to look after themselves. But actually, there is no government in it. People don't know this because the individual commercial people go there to Africa to exercise this power, looted the country, take it back with them. And actually, the official figure, the money come to Australia from East Africa, from all African, you know, there is an Australian company in Africa, mining company in 33 countries. My country was, I think it's a 33. And you know how much, you know, Julia Bishop did talk about it, how much come to Australia every year. Billions, $4 billion a year come into Australia and from the mining company. And it's a lot of money. And then, you know, people have no idea, you know, when people... The African people who die in Europe on the way to Europe, people don't want to see them. But this is a reality. You know, they have been, you know, there is no leader in Africa that has been allowed to favor their own people. They throw him off, you know. It's a long history. And there is no one to blame because people have no idea what's going on. Unless the people, our people in the West, understand what's going on in that part of the world. The children in Congo are dying, digging the metal to make computer and Apple. And Bill Gates is, you know, he's a super rich man. And all these things, and people don't put it into account, the business people. So it's very interesting to know that we just, yeah, and unless, you know, the people speak up, you know, then that when things change.
Bamba souffert. Jarabimani, Muso Yesila, Dianye, Kemuatifem for the Silva Villa. Naloyan Dianye, Kemahana Kamsi Oku, Obeke, Naloyan Dianye, Kemakongansi Oku, Savapa.
Babylon. Thank you.
You'll be listening to amazing music from the African continent. The first one, two songs, they are from Rika Touré. And she's a Malian singer, incredible singer. You could hear her singing Bomali, they're interpreting it in their own way. And then you two track, and you hear this one from the African called the Slave Groovy. The first one was blues, and the last one you just heard is it groovy. And I'm going to play another one songs, and I'm going to get out of here. It has been very nice to share stories with you, what to concern people like me, and also to play to you a beautiful music. Let me know. There is no way I tell you comments, but you know you can listen to all this on a website if you wanted to. And the music is beautiful. And so you have a great night, and I see you next Wednesday at 8:30 to 9:30. And this is Ajak here with Ubuntu. Ubuntu means that I'm here because you are. It's a Zulu word, and it really means so much. And so I just play this amazing music that can speak to itself. And I'm going to play another one, incredible, amazing. Masood Sawat, she's an incredible singer from the, it's called Masood Masihi, and I'm going to play her track to you. Hope you enjoyed, and have a good night, and take care, and I'll see you next week.
ربيع الربعين مات ليتي ونواره بكري فتح واجدب حقي تفاح نجني ولا ما زال نخليه حتى شجرة ليا وانا ما غرست ابي